Welcome to Lizardman's Movie Buffing. I'm your host, Lizardman. Today we are going to be discussing something of an interesting topic. The question that comes to mind. DC Universe? Marvel Universe? Which is better? Which is worse? Well, you know what? We're going to have that discussion today. So here we go. I have two guest hosts with me today. I have Khaleesi, and I have Direwolf with me today. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe to the page. We're going to have a damn good time. Direwolf, so yeah. Tell me, what do you think is better, DC, Marvel?
Yes.
Yes to which one, Marvel or DC? I know you're a big fan of both. I know for a fact you are.
I get asked this question a lot throughout the years, and no matter what, I want to side with both. I want to be fair because I love them both equally. But at the end of the day, if I truly 100% had to pick one, I will side with DC only because I've been a loyal Batman fan since day one. So I can't just be like, well, Marvel, because like DC's got Batman. I have to stick with him.
Okay, well, that's pretty fair. I mean, granted, I mean, I'm a big Dark Knight fan myself. Personally, I love every Marvel movie that's come out so far. That cinematic universe was probably the greatest thing that, I'm sorry, this world has ever seen. We never thought we'd see live-action superheroes in a movie. Yeah, granted, we had the original Captain America back in, what was it, 1970. We had the old Incredible Hulk with Lou Ferrigno. We had the old Flash show,
but
et cetera, et cetera. But they weren't up to date with technology like we are today.
For the stuff that they did back then, it was fantastic.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But, like, nowadays, like, obviously you can tell how cheesy it was, but at the same time, it's like, it's a good cheesy.
Well, look at also back when Christopher Reeve was still alive, God rest your soul, you're still my favorite Superman till this day. He was also loving playing Superman. He loved it. And the fans loved him. Now, I don't know if you've watched all four films. Personally, I have every time I was a kid. I would constantly start from one, end at four, you know what? And I love it. Granted, Brandon Roth's Superman Returns, forget it. He was better off staying as the Atom. Because I can't see him as Superman again. Granted, we are going to see him in the new crossover, Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Both of them.
Both of them, exactly.
Double duty there.
Yeah. But we really need to focus on who could beat who from Marvel and DC. Granted, remember, we got Batman against Iron Man. We have Captain America with Superman, etc., etc. The list just goes on of Abomination, Hulk. Granted, they're the same universe, but you get what I mean.
There's just too many names to remember which one's which side.
Well, yeah. But we have that battle that we want to see. I'm hoping to God DC and Marvel come together that maybe we can get a versus film. I would love to see maybe like a time rift or something that opens up and the Avengers or the Justice League gets sucked into each other's universe. And boom, we have something amazing. I mean, that would be the perfect film. Tony Stark's Iron Man. With Batman collaborating two geniuses, billionaires, mind you, billionaires, working together to create something amazing. I would love to be in a room and hear that conversation. Now, Khaleesi, what do you think, personally?
I like both, but I'm more of a DC fan, only because Harley Quinn is part of the DC universe, and I love her. So, yeah, that's why.
So, it's basically you're in the same boat with me.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
With the whole Batman thing, yep. I have to side with DC.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I like Marvel, too, for, like, Deadpool. I'm a big Deadpool fan. I'm, like, a huge Deadpool fan. But Harley Quinn is, like, my alter ego, so.
Well, yeah, we all love Harley Quinn. Granted, I mean, we finally got the first Harley Quinn that was Maggie Robert. You know what? I thought she did a phenomenal job. She played the psychopathic.
You mean, did you, what
did I say her? Did I say Maggie?
Margot Robbie.
Hi, sir. Oh my God, I'm having a blonde moment today.
I was just going to let you God, run with that. I'm not even going to correct you.
I'm really having one of those moments.
I'm like,
right
wait,
now.
What the hell?
Yeah,
did
I was going to like let him run with it. I was just like, I'm entertained. Go ahead.
Anyway, we got the first Harley Quinn with Suicide Squad. Granted, I could not stomach Jared Leto's Joker. I just think he's a joke.
That's what he didn't play the Joker. He played the joke.
Yeah, exactly. He was a joke. Okay. And you know what? I know they're probably going to get a little bit of hate mail on this one, but you know what? Yeah. Truthfully, everybody has their opinion, so guess what? Stick it.
Oh, you're going to get, what, 3 letters, if anything?
That's okay. I really don't care. But like I said, we have...
I feel like, Heath Ledger. Thank you. He was a way better Joker, I think, definitely.
God rest his soul. We do miss him daily. Yes, in my opinion, obviously, he was a phenomenal, phenomenal Joker. Okay. I mean, he played that part where you heard, you want to know how I got these scars? I'll tell you. You know what? That was the psychological damage that playing that character did to him. That's what caused him, unfortunately, to kill himself.
And, like, I read that he was really big into method acting. So, like, he actually...
Locking himself in his hotel room for a month.
Yeah, like, he actually, like, prepared himself for the role. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Jared was just like, I'm just going to wing it, kind of. I feel like he didn't really perform.
Unfortunately, like, his winging screwed everything up.
Yeah.
It really did. Because I'm sorry, nobody's going to want to see a guy with a hand tattoo. And it looks like what they were going with was all of Joker's teeth were knocked out by Batman.
Yeah, like grills.
If they could have showed a scene where, you know, Ben Affleck suited up and beat the living hell out of Jared Leto's Joker, I would have been all for it.
Oh, my God.
I would have gladly have had Leto on then.
Oh, my God. I would have loved to watch it. I probably would have put that on repeat a couple hundred times just because it'd be funny to me.
Yeah, that could have been the only thing that they showed in the Suicide Squad movie. It would have been, like, beyond worth it.
Granted, I did love Suicide Squad. I really did. I enjoyed the movie immensely. I thought everyone played a damn good part. I did like the stuffed animal that Captain Boomerang was carrying, though, because that made my whole day better.
I think the littlest thing about that, because you brought him up, the littlest thing that I loved about that was after he smashed the detonator saying, all right, you guys are free to go, you just see Boomerang quickly grab all the beers and run out.
That was interesting, I must say. I enjoyed it.
But the downside to that movie was Jared Leto.
Yes, I agree. Will Smith, though, he played a great Deadshot. Yeah. It was awesome. We got Deadshot. And you know what? My God, he nailed the role. He nailed the part what it should have been. That was always Deadshot's character. Always on target. Always precise with his shots.
He's a really good actor, though, in general. Like, Will Smith. Like.
Oh, God. Will Smith. My God. I've seen so many Will Smith's films. Probably every single one of them since Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
But, anyway, we're not getting on topics of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We'll do an 80s sitcom episode one
90s.
Day. Why did I say 80s again? Jesus, God. I'm still thinking with Christopher Reeves nowadays. We'll do a sitcom episode in the long run, so
we keep yourself posted. We digress.
But yeah, so anyway, getting back on topic, Justice League. Unfortunately, a very failed product in the DC cinematic universe.
I don't care what anybody says. I love that movie. The first 3 nights that it was open, I went all 3 nights to see it.
Really?
Yes. I've never done that with a movie. I've seen movies multiple times while it was in theaters, but Justice League is the only one that I saw the first 3 nights.
Okay, well, that was me basically with Star Wars. Every time it hit the theater, I would constantly go a couple times. But we'll get into also a Star Wars topic in a later episode. But honestly, I digress. I really did not enjoy much of Justice League. There was a couple scenes I really thought were good, but could have been done more. I mean, I was hoping and I was praying so hard Darkseid was going to show. I was hoping hard for it, and it never happened. Granted, at the end, we saw Deathstroke. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I wanted to see a second one because I want to see a live action of him since Arrow. I want to see a movie version, though. Not just a show, but a movie. And I thought it would have been phenomenal. Just forming the Legion of Doom? Come on! That's, who didn't want to see that? Everyone did. Even like, I had my favorite Legion of Doom character.
When they started that end credit scene, and you see the back shot of him, I remember, like, doing, like, the quick, like, where you jump forward in your seat, and that slow motion part where he's walking up the stairs in the badass way on the yacht, that's a moment where you can feel every single chill on your body. Like, right now, thinking about it, I'm starting to get them right now.
We can see your hair from here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, but honestly, yeah, the DC Universe has had its moments, yes. Aquaman, Wonder Woman, both of them, you know what? I give them a 10 out of 10, both. Yeah. Because I thought they were both just phenomenal.
Wonder Woman was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Momoa, my God in heaven, he played the perfect Aquaman. And when I finally saw that old orange suit that I remember reading the comics as a kid, watching the Super Friends growing up, I saw him with that, I'm like, oh, my God, perfect. We finally have Aquaman. He's no longer this cartoon thing that gets
stuck. Talks to fish.
That, well, yeah, that talks to fish and gets stuck in a six-pack plastic holder who gets tied up by that and can't get out.
They needed to do something that they were able to say, okay, whatever you think of Aquaman, you're not going to think of it anymore. You're going to think of him as a badass. And Jason Momoa, he went beyond nailing it. He was absolutely perfect.
Agreed.
Wonder Woman, prime example, Gal Gadot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'm looking very forward to the next film. I really am.
Dude, she's phenomenal. Like, when I saw the movie, I was like, wow. Like, you know, for me, Wonder Woman, I'm more of a Harley Quinn. Like, you know, that's my focus. But, like, with Wonder Woman, I was so shocked, like, how well it was executed. I was like, wow, like, I'm actually really into this movie. Like,
and look, it's not that I want to, like, bash Warner Bros. Or anything like that. It's not Warner Brothers I'm going to talk about, but at the time, that head guy, Kevin Tsujihara, you know, he's responsible for so many of, like, the bad editing and overdone reshots and whatnot.
Yes.
The No Man's Land scene in Wonder Woman, he wanted to cut that out.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. But the director, I can't think of her name, but she flat out said, I'm not taking it out of the movie. It's staying in.
Good for her.
Luckily, it stayed in, and, like, that scene, yeah, like, was that, the true, yeah, like, you sit, yep, there like, what did I just watch? And I mean that,
like,
in the best
way.
I
was like, what?
Well, yeah, that's perfect, though. Like, that's what you want. That's, yeah, what you want. You want a good movie, and I'm sorry. Wonder Woman was a great movie. Granted, Linda Carter, you know what? Until this day, I think you're goddamn hot. You are still hot, in my opinion. I was a big Wonder Woman fan growing up. I used to watch all the reruns with my father. I still, to this day, I go over to see my dad, and I'm watching Wonder Woman with him. It's a marathon or something. We'll sit there and watch three or four episodes. But you know what? I'm still having a good time. It's Linda Carter, for Christ's sake. You can't friggin' bash her. She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And she did that cameo, though, in not only Supergirl, where she was the president and basically said, hey, you should see my other plane. Okay, we're talking right there, right about the Invisible Jet. But she also did that appearance on that Disney movie Sky High, where she played the principal. Yeah, it was the principal. And she said, what am I, Wonder Woman? Ta-da!
I love the little, yeah, like, little,
like, little cameo, like, the little one-liner.
What's the word? Yeah, like, yeah, one-liners,
yeah,
about that.
The,
like, little nods,
yeah,
to,
like,
it.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm sorry, Linda Carter is awesome. I would love to see her try to rephrase her role as Wonder Woman again.
I think when it comes to that, it's whatever we see first. Like, whoever the first person is, that's what we expect that next person to be like.
Yeah, like, from Marvel, for example, like for Spider-Man, like, Tobey Maguire.
Yes.
Like, I grew up with Tobey Maguire. So,
yes,
like,
we all did.
So,
we all did.
With Tom Holland, I was like, will he live up to it or what? You know what I mean? Or not?
He passed our expectations as Spider-Man. He really did. Yeah. He passed it.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
He is my least favorite Spider-Man.
Really?
What?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
He does not,
I like this.
He does not play Spider-Man. He plays a Iron Man wannabe. That's what he plays.
Because of the reason that Tony wanted a successor. Excuse me, folks.
But if they wanted to do that, go with the Ironheart story. Don't take Spider-Man, this beloved character that has been around for the longest time. Don't make him be, oh, I want to be Iron Man now.
No, but I feel like Tom Holland, like, he's so relatable, like, the way he portrayed Spider-Man in, like, you know, like Endgame and stuff like that. Like, I was like, he's adorable.
He is doing a great job. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but it's like, even Andrew Garfield, I prefer him.
Oh, God, no. I couldn't stomach his acting.
No.
I thought he was just a terrible actor.
Yeah.
Grant, I mean, you got Sally Fields to play Aunt May. Grant, I love Sally Fields in Smokey and the Bandit. But it was interesting how we're getting all these different Spider-Mans, but for some god unknown reason, Aunt May keeps getting younger and younger and hotter. I was going to say,
can we talk about how Aunt May is Benjamin Buttoning through all these movies? Notice how it's Aunt May and Peter Parker. Every time they reboot these movies, they just get younger and younger.
Yes, I agree. I mean, granted, I liked the first Aunt May with Tobey Maguire. I thought she was just awesome. She played the role of Aunt May perfect. She really did. It was always that sweet, kind old lady that you want to meet in a grocery store or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or just even you're on your walk or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get, Sally Fields, the paranoid aunt. Okay, this is getting kind of annoying now. Then you get the next one.
Marissa Tomei.
Thank you. She's hot!
Yeah.
She's smoking hot! I'm like, okay, well, if you have Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man hitting on her, what the hell? This ain't getting any better.
All right, let me go have a word with Aunt Hottie over there.
Yeah, that was quite interesting, actually. But they really need to figure out, is Aunt May an old lady or a really young one? Because at this point, I don't even know.
Sure.
Great. I mean, Tobey Maguire will always be one of my favorite Spider-Mans because I remember going to the movies with my mom and dad, sitting at the top row, watching Spider-Man, and I remember the scene where he was getting his name. He was getting introduced to the Amazing Spider-Man. He was all pissed off because he...
It's the human spider!
It's a human spider, blah, blah, blah. But then I rewound that scene quite a few times. And then it hit me. Holy shit, that's Ash from Evil Dead! I mean, granted, I mean, I laughed so hard, I'm like, wait a minute, you gave Spider-Man his name. You are more badass than you have ever been in your entire life.
Yeah, like, for me, like, Tobey Maguire will always be, like, the OG, like, Spider-Man, but, like, Tom Holland, I think, like...
But the other thing is, like, I was watching, I remember him walking down that ramp, and then you see Bonesaw, a.k.a. one of my personal favorite professional wrestlers till this day, because when I see Macho Man, he reminds me of my father, because when my father was younger, he looked identical to Macho Man Randy Savage. He was a spitting image of Macho Man.
I guess, to the point that you were saying you probably thought your dad actually was Randy Savage.
Oh, no, but that's funny you say that, because a long time ago, there was a kid, I wasn't even born yet, and my mom told me a story that they were in a grocery store, and a little kid was in the aisle yelling, "Mommy, Mommy, look, it's Macho Man." My mom grabbed my father and said, "Let's go, we're getting out of here." Next thing you know, my father chops his hair, and that was the end of that image. Because it was just funny.
He would have had his Halloween costume set.
Well, yeah. But anyway, like, I remember seeing Bonesaw in that ring, and all you hear is, "Bonesaw, Bonesaw, Bonesaw." And he's saying, "You're going down. I got you for 3 minutes of playtime." And it began. You see him starting to kick Spidey's ass. It's like, okay, this is where it's going to get interesting. Next thing you know, he's jumping up on the ring and he's saying, "Get down from there."
Well, that's a cute outfit. Did your husband make it for you?
I almost forgot about that, actually. But then he really kicked his ass. But then you saw the moment he won. Okay, he goes to get the money. He's all mad because... Yeah, $100. That's it. He wanted to win the full money. He couldn't get it. But you know what? At the end, the guy took all the money. He could have stopped him. He refused to. Next thing you know, Ben Parker gets shot. And that was the end of that. But next thing you know, that brings out our Spider-Man. He becomes the vigilante. Or should I say, hero. Or as J. Jonah Jameson will still consider him as... He's a criminal! A menace! He must be stopped!
I want pictures of Spider-Man.
Now, granted, in the new Spider-Man movies, I could not believe at the end of Homecoming... Far From Home. I could not even believe I saw J. Jonah Jameson one more time. I was like a little kid watching that moment. It's like, holy shit, there's JJ!
Oh, you can imagine how much I would have been freaking out if my buddy Tommy didn't spoil that for me a few days prior.
Mmm...
I was pissed.
That sucks.
I would have been pretty mad myself, but unfortunately I spoiled that one for myself because me looking all this stuff up on the internet because I was trying to find a copy that I could try and watch somehow because unfortunately at the time I couldn't go to the movies at the moment. And I came out and found a leaked scene. I'm like, oh, cool, I'll check this out. Maybe it's a little bit of the fight scene. Nope. J. Jonah Jameson. I'm like, oh, crud, I just spoiled the ending for myself. God damn it. But you know what? It was kind of worth it because I thought it was just great. It's like, holy shit.
I'm just glad I was spoiled with that instead of being spoiled anything with Endgame.
Very true.
I would have killed somebody if they'd spoiled Endgame for me.
Endgame was phenomenal.
It gave me chills, like, at the end when they all, like, fought together. To get the...
Well, yeah. me and Tyler both have waited for the moment when Captain America not only grabs the hammer, but says, Avengers,
and I like how everybody... Assemble. I like how everybody protected Spider-Man in that one moment. I was like, oh my god, he's adorable! That's what really kickstarted my love for Tom Holland as Spider-Man in that moment. I was like...
I think my favorite... I guess I'm a little selfish when I say this, but my favorite moment of when I went to go see Endgame, and it was the first night, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, jam-packed theater, everybody's going crazier in all the parts. Now, we've all seen Thor Ragnarok here. Mm-hmm. Well, at the part where Iron Man does the snap, mm-hmm. and all the bad guys are disintegrating, everybody's cheering... When Thanos sits down and he starts to disintegrate very slowly, everyone in my theater was silent because it's like a holy crap moment.
Yeah, yeah.
As he's disintegrating, it was like one of those moments where time just stops, and I think to myself, this is my time. I'm doing it. As he's disintegrating, I pull a Loki. I go, that's how it feels! The entire theater was just belly laughing and cheering the whole time after I had done that. So I could say, you know, all this, I did that.
That was great.
Well, I remember that moment because Iron Man has the gauntlet. He's about to snap and he goes, and I am Iron Man. It's like, oh my god, my heart stopped. Yeah. I'm like, no, no, no.
Oh, and Thanos was about to. You hear everybody like, oh, no, no, no. But as soon as Iron Man brings up his, like, I can't even explain how crazy everybody was going in that theater. And right when he started saying, and I, everyone quickly like, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, because me and Khaleesi went to that movie that night. We went.
It was phenomenal.
My God in heaven, I was hysterical. But no, I also held my bladder that whole time, which was a horrible idea. I'm glad I was able to do 60 miles going home, because there was no way if I did 25, I was making it. Because I said it's either I get in that house... And I do my business, or my yard is gonna get a nice treatment.
Fertilizer.
But it was good. Like, the movie just, it was phenomenal.
Like, at the end with Captain America, like, that, like, made me ball my
Yeah, I want to ball, because seeing him not only live the life he wanted to be with her.
Yep.
That was his thing. He always wanted her. He loved her. But seeing that at the end, that killed me. But him also
passing... In a positive way.
Yeah. But him passing the shield along...
I can't even say how happy I was when Sam got the shield. Like, I would have loved if Bucky had gotten it, but...
Yeah, it made me cry, I'm not gonna lie.
Bucky didn't
like,
want
I was,
it.
Like, bawling my eyes, and I'm like, yes!
Like, Bucky never wanted the shield, though. But Falcon, because of how close those two became as friends... He passed it on to him. And that's why... And the one part that did make me laugh, though, was when he looks at the ring and goes, want to tell me about her?
No, I don't. Like,
Not really.
Like, I chuckled at that, but as soon as it, like, faded to that ending and you start hearing that, like, old 40s song playing, I did, like, a gasp and tears start filling up because I'm like, if they show what I think they're going to show... As soon as I see them dancing, like...
He got his dance.
I was crying so hard.
Yeah.
I was just... Yeah. Like, my buddy Greg, he just reaches over because he's crying too. He grabs my shoulder. I'm, like grabbing his hand. We're, like, I'm shaking because of how, like, emotional I was seeing that.
It was an emotional scene. I will admit that it was. But the main scene that really, like I was saying before, got me is that whole Avengers Assemble.
Yep. Oh my god. Yep.
You saw him not only have the shield, but he had the hammer. And at that one point, both him and Thor, they threw the hammer and the axe, and the axe came back.
Hey, no. Give me that. That's mine. Yeah. You got the little one.
You get the little one. I get the big one.
I'm not ashamed to admit it. When we saw the hammer lift, at first I'm like, okay, Thor's actually, like, he's making it come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flies, hits. But when it flies back, I'm like, wait, what? When it just showed Cap I let out, like, the biggest, loudest, like, fangirl scream. I wasn't like, oh my, no, I was like, I was freaking out so hard. And because everybody else was freaking out, I'm like, at least nobody heard me.
I know I was so excited seeing that moment, because I remember reading the comics, seeing that.
Like, what got me was when everybody from that universe came together to fight. Like,
yes. That like, was when they're like, all coming out of the portals.
Like, everybody. Like, I was, like, bawling. I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
well, no. Like, it was amazing, that moment. And we're getting more and more. Now, we're on to, what was it, Phase 4 now, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, Phase 4. Now, I don't recall what all is in Phase 4. I have to look more into it.
It's a mixture of the movies and the shows that are going to be on Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, now I remember. I mean, WandaVision's going to be pretty interesting, because if you look carefully at that poster, look in the very left corner, you're going to see Vision comic style, but you're going to see also Wanda comic style uniform with that headpiece and her actual costume that it's supposed to be.
And they did say that you have to watch that show along with Loki, because they tie into Doctor Strange's next movie.
Yes. Yes, and that's going to be really interesting.
I really want a Carnage movie.
We are getting one.
Are we?
We're getting Venom with Carnage.
It's going to be called Venom 2 so far, as far as I've done my research with that. But Carnage is definitely going to be in it, which I'm so excited
I'm
for.
I'm psyched, okay.
Unfortunately, this isn't considered Marvel, because
Marvel, it's just not Disney.
Right.
It's Sony.
Yeah, Sony owns the rights to Venom right now.
Anything Spider-Man related, they technically own the rights to.
Yeah, unfortunately. Not that I'm a big fan of that. I would have been much happier if Disney would have got it back, but
I side with Sony on it.
We're still getting another Fantastic Four movie.
I'm not a fan of them.
I was the original ones. I actually did like when our Captain America, Chris Evans, was playing the Human Torch.
I feel like the Fantastic Four is like the Justice League of like Marvel. Sorry.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Like I'm not a big fan of them both.
Get out.
I'm not here for it. I'm sorry. Like
Khaleesi might not have a life after that one.
You know what the sad thing is? This is, like, it's no doubt that, you know, Disney's going to go through with, you know, doing it again. This will technically be the third reboot, because, as we all know, yes, there was one in 2005.
We don't speak of.
And then in 2007 was the sequel. Then there was the 2015 one that nobody wants to speak of.
Oh, well, I thought that was the one you meant, because I personally liked the first Fantastic Four movie, and I did enjoy Silver Surfer quite a bit.
I remember,
but I didn't like Galactus.
Okay, I like.
I thought that was just a joke.
Look, I liked the first one. I'm not gonna lie, but then they all just went downhill.
They did the Silver Surfer right, but what they did wrong was Galactus. Galactus is not a big, giant, black hole-eating monster. He's a monster in general.
I remember liking it's been years since I've watched them. I do remember liking the first one. Mm-hmm. I was actually never a fan of the Silver Surfer movie. I was not going to watch the 2015 one. But did you know they actually made one in 1994?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did know.
That's really? The original. Yeah. So, the first reboot was 2005, the second reboot was 2015, so once they do it again, that's technically going to be the third reboot.
Right, I mean, look how many Spider-Man we've had, Incredible Hulks we've had, but we've only had one Wolverine.
Nobody can ever
replace. No one's ever going to replace Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. As much as they are trying to, I'm sorry, they're going to fail.
Yeah, that's good.
I find it funny how that Hugh Jackman himself said, yeah, if anybody can take this from me, it's going to be Tom Hardy. He's playing Venom, so that's out of the question.
Completely out of the question. Well, not necessarily. I mean, granted, I mean, a contract is a contract. Unless it comes to the point of they're going to contradict each other, that's the only way that won't work. If he can come up with a way that he could play Wolverine, I gladly would give him a shot. I really would. But I would not want to use Tom Hardy's voice. The voice I would want to use would be the original Wolverine from the X-Men TV show back in the day. I'd want to use that voice because it was always that badass cowboy-like style. He had that physique, that kind of voice that, oh man, you know what? I really don't want to screw with this guy. I might get my head chopped off.
Yeah, but even after a while, seeing Hugh Jackman, even you'd be like, yeah, you'd say the same thing.
Well, I must admit, I'd be pretty scared if I saw claws come out of Hugh Jackman in a dark alley. I'd be very terrified.
Please, if I see Hugh Jackman alone, I'd be scared. Just because knowing what he would do.
Agreed.
Okay, we're talking crazy. Come on, you see Deadpool?
Yo.
You're all done.
Deadpool.
Et cetera. But I was watching a video with Hugh Jackman's birthday recently, and Ryan had to interject. I was watching this. I was practically crying laughing. He's singing happy birthday to Hugh Jackman after he just said, don't tell Ryan Reynolds I said any of this, please.
Do you know Deadpool had a video game?
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good.
Really?
It was. This was years before the movie, so it's not like they had
Ryan
Reynolds. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a good game. I mean, I played it and beat it. That was awesome, in my opinion.
I was just like, you know, because like a lot of like movie to video game, like, tie, like, you know what I mean? Like, tie-ins, like, they're usually pretty crappy. Like, the licensed ones, like, the licensed ones are usually pretty crappy, but, like, I really like, the Deadpool one. Like, they did a good job on that.
Do apologize. Gleesy's voice is very soft-spoken, so we have to constantly keep reminding her, raise your voice!
I'm sorry! I don't yell a lot.
Well, you gotta try and be a little louder.
Alright, yeah, but...
Our folks at home want to listen!
There is a movie tie-in video game to one of the Marvel movies that I feel doesn't get enough credit. I enjoyed the hell out of it. In 2011, to tie in with the Captain America First Avenger movie, they had a Captain America game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Captain America Super Soldier, they had Chris Evans, Sebastian Stan, Haley Atwell, and I think Neil McDonough, and I think there may have been somebody else all doing voices for their characters.
Nice.
It takes place in World War II, and I love the hell out of it.
See, I didn't get a chance to play that game at that time, unfortunately, but I did read reviews on it. It was so far, I mean, it got good ratings. I mean, nothing I saw wrong.
I know around that time they took advantage of that and made, like, they made one for, like, Iron Man 2, they made one for Thor. Years prior, they actually made one for The Incredible Hulk when Edward Norton was still around, which I wish he was still around.
I wish he was, too, myself. I mean, I did like his Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
I really did. Granted, I mean, I also miss Lou Ferrigno's Incredible Hulk, because I remember watching that with my grandmother. And I love Lou Ferrigno. I think he's just awesome. I'd love to meet him one day.
This is my personal opinion, obviously, but The Incredible Hulk, I think that is the most underrated MCU movie in the whole thing. It doesn't get enough praise. Well, I know some people would, like, rank it lower on their list of all the movies.
The worst one was the first Hulk. Not the Incredible Hulk. The Hulk. That was garbage. Pure CGI bullshit.
It's a guilty pleasure, I will say. I know it's not the best, but it's one of those guilty pleasure movies.
It was garbage. It was pure garbage, in my opinion. Granted, like I said, everybody has their opinions. I look forward to reading all your comments. I really do. But... We all have our favorite Marvel, DC movies. Everybody has their favorites. My personal favorite? I mean, growing up as a kid, my personal favorite DC movie at the time was Batman and Robin.
You're a kid, now, so we can let it go.
But now as an adult, the cheesy goddamn lines in that. You see Arnold Schwarzenegger holding this big-ass gun, and all you hear is, what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age!
You're not sending me to the cooler.
That one, too! They were funny, but they were cheesy as hell. I mean, I've seen cheesy movies, but oh my god in heaven.
I make no mistake about it, terrible movie. Clooney was without a doubt the worst Batman.
I remember watching that interview on Graham Norton's show. George Clooney was on.
He's like, I always apologize.
I always apologize for Batman and Robin.
When it comes to that, I can respect and forgive George because, like he said, he always apologizes for that movie.
Yes.
And it's to the point that when he meets fans and they talk about that with him, out of his pocket, he will give them their money back.
Yep.
That's how bad he feels about
Aww.
It.
Because he thought it was a terrible movie. I mean, come on. Whoever was designing the suits really should have never done the suit in general. Bat nipples? Give me a goddamn break.
Joel Schumacher wanted the nipples on them.
You know, and somebody should... Granted, I mean, he's a phenomenal director. I will give him...
Lost Boys?
Yes, phenomenal. Phenomenal. But someone should have slapped him stupid for that idea of a suit.
I find it funny how everybody gives George Clooney shit about the nipples when technically Val Kilmer's first bat suit in Batman Forever had bat nipples.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I mean, granted, I also loved Val Kilmer as Batman. I really yes. did. I thought he did great. But, I mean, you also had Tommy Lee Jones. You had Jim Carrey. They were all there, yeah. Riddler, Two-Face. You know what? That was an awesome combination of a movie.
Which Jim Carrey killed that role. He was amazing.
Oh, my God. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. He played a perfect Riddler. Granted, I would love to see him reprise his role as Riddler one day. But will it happen? Most likely not.
Looking back, it's not like I hated it, but you can tell that Tommy Lee Jones, he tried too hard with that role.
Yeah, he did try way too hard. But, I mean, I still loved that movie. I mean, granted, I'll still watch Batman and Robin until today. Am I going to not stop laughing? Probably not, because it's just funny.
But Batman Forever, I will gladly watch in a heartbeat.
Oh, absolutely. But the one even I grew up on, I remember watching reruns with my family, was the 1960s Adam West, Burt Ward, Batman and Robin, seeing Cesar Romero as the Joker. You saw all those guys. Like, it was, that's what brought it all in, was Batman with Adam West, Burt Ward. It was always the bam, pow, boom, kick. It was funny, but it was good.
And you really do owe a lot to Adam West, because the Batman comics were going to get canceled.
Yeah.
But when his TV show started, because of the popularity, the sales went up. So if it was not for Adam West, we wouldn't have Batman now.
That's true. We wouldn't have Batman right now. But the one thing I will never forget is that one joke in the Batman movie, the one with Adam West and Burt Ward, where it was, I forget the whole riddle, or was, and it said,
what's deadly in a tree or something?
Yeah,
like that?
What 6 ounces sits in a tree and is very dangerous?
A sparrow with a machine gun.
A sparrow holding a machine gun, of course.
I'm like, what?
I laughed so hard at that scene. I'm like, I just want to know how bad Burt Ward was holding his tongue and not trying to laugh saying that part right there. Because I've been dying.
That's something where, like, if I was him, I would have been like, you better pay me extra for saying this stupid line.
Well, think about it. That was back in
the 60s. But at the same time, it's like, of all things... Like, a sparrow with a machine gun?
Sparrow holding a machine gun, of course!
I love how he's a sparrow with a machine gun as he, like, hits his fists.
That was always the Robin thing, though. That was always Robin. But granted, I mean, you had the bat shark repellent.
Oh, God.
Name one time Batman has shark repellent on him nowadays, because I don't see that on the utility belt nowadays.
I mean, to be fair, notice ever since that movie, no Batman has ever, like, tried... Well, no, because Val Kilmer technically was, what you call it, flying over the ocean like that.
But he didn't have a rubber shark on his leg.
Yeah, that's...
If that was a real shark, that sucker would have bit Batman's leg right off.
I think my favorite part of that whole movie was when he's running around town trying to get rid of the bomb, and every, like, 30 seconds, that marching band would just come by him, and he'd be, like, freaking out.
And then he says, some days you just can't get rid of a bomb. I love that movie. I'm probably going to watch that tonight to go to bed, because that's going to be my day. But it was still funny. It's Adam West. Everything Adam West ever did was interesting. There wasn't one thing I never found not interesting about a character Adam West played. Granted, I mean, I would love to binge watch the original Batman series again. If I had that kind of time, oh my God, I'd binge watch right the whole series. I own the whole series. I would love to binge watch it. But I cannot do that alone. I need company just so I can get a laugh with everyone else.
I got you.
Oh, Khaleesi's in. I guarantee my good friend over here might be in. Direwolf?
I think about it.
Okay. Well, as long as I'm not alone on this one, I'll buy the popcorn. But we also... We focused on DC on this one, because this
was... We gotta give Marvel some love here, man.
Okay, well, we gotta start giving Marvel some...
We were talking about, like, all the Spider-Man stuff in Endgame.
That's true, we were. I mean, yeah. DC, we really didn't... We gave credit where credit was due. But if my idea is for this is, I want to see a war. I want to see DC go against Marvel.
It would have to... If it were a perfect world, and it would have to be for each person, you know, to each their own, mm-hmm. but it would have to be the cast with the character, how can I put it? The actors that you want most as those characters. Like, for me, if it's like Superman and Captain America, obviously Chris Evans would be Captain America.
Yeah.
But Superman, it would, for me, it would have to be Henry Cavill, because he's the only Superman I like. He's right. The only one that I truly enjoyed. So, if they did something like that, I would side with Captain America because I like him more. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, Henry Cavill Superman, though. Like, I'm a big fan of that.
Right. I mean, I was a fan of both. If I had to pick Batman, say it was, I don't know. Okay, you have Tony Stark, okay? You have Batman.
I mean, you have no choice but to have Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
Well, of course, but what Batman, though, would we have? I mean, granted, Ben Affleck hung up the cape and cowl. Now we're looking on to Robert Pattinson.
No.
Looking for...
Let's talk about that in a few minutes. We're going to get this out of the way, because I do like to give my opinion about Robert Pattinson. So we're going to come back to that, but we're going to focus on this now.
I'm so glad we came to this subject today. But, I mean, granted, I mean, I don't know how his Batman's going to be yet. We have not seen a picture. But it's going back to year one, basically.
Yes.
Of him starting out as the Bat. Is he going to be as badass? Probably not.
I don't see him being as badass as he should be.
Well, we'll get into that, though. What we're talking about right now is who we'd have, what heroes... You're saying you don't know who you'd have as Batman.
I would like to see Ben Affleck truthfully go against Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. It'd be interesting. In my opinion, Ben Affleck was a better Bruce Wayne, but not a Batman, if that makes any sense. He played the billionaire playboy philanthropist. Well, you know what I mean. Playboy, basically. But he played that Bruce Wayne part like Bruce Wayne is. But when it came to Batman, no. Mm-hmm.
See, I felt he was the perfect fit for Batman because, one, he had the build and the size, and two, the way that he acted, like, in Batman vs. Superman, he was the whole, this was the Batman that just lost everything when Jason Todd was killed. Right. He threw the whole no killing out the window. His Batman was just spot on.
See, in my opinion, like I said, that's not my Bat. My Batman never killed. I saw him, and it's like, that's not the Batman I always knew. My Batman didn't kill. He didn't like guns. Period. End of story. He didn't like guns. Because guns killed his parents. That is why I don't like Ben Affleck's Batman. I just don't. Yes, he lost everything, yes. But if you remember, you and me both grew up on Batman the Animated Series. And what happened when he finally hung up the cape and cowl... When Terry McGinnis came along and he said flat out, and I quote unquote this, I don't like guns. But he did before. I know what you're going to say, so I'll already say it for you. Yes, when he had the Batman Beyond suit on, he did pick up a gun because he was taking a heart attack and pointed it right at the target.
That wasn't what I was going to say, though.
Oh, okay. Well, go on.
In the original comics, when Batman first came out, he did use guns.
Yes, that was Detective Comics. Yes, I remember that correctly. I remember seeing my cousin owning a couple issues of that, which I was shocked to even find in his collection because it was so cool. I was like, oh my God, look at this. I never thought I'd see one of these in my life. But you don't see those comics no more. Not those kind, at least, because they're all... Either A, in glass, or B, somebody has them and they're not giving them up anytime soon.
They're right next to the Holy Grail. Good luck finding that.
I know my cousin has a signed Spider-Man comic, signed by Stan Lee himself, and has pictures to prove it.
Nice.
Which is phenomenal. I wish to God I could have met him myself. My cousin's a very lucky man to have met the greatest man on this planet, in my opinion.
I agree. Like in like the in the comic book.
That was Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers. But we also now let's get into this topic. The new Batman.
Yes.
The vampire queer himself.
You're gonna have to edit that out.
Shit. I apologize. I am not a homophobe.
To be fair, he's been drinking a little bit, so we apologize.
How did you know? But anyway, I mean, granted, I really cannot stand anything to do with Twilight. I want nothing to do with it. Granted, he hated the movies. I know. I remember him talking about it. But I still think... no.
I can't.
I don't want to picture him as Batman. But as I've always said, I give him a chance. I give them all a chance.
Yeah, it's... The way I see it is... When it was first rumored that he could have been, I was against it. Because when you think Robert Pattinson...
You think of, like, either Harry Potter or, like, Twilight.
Oh, my God. I must have watched that scene 1,000 times when Voldemort killed him. I laughed so hard, I almost fell off my seat.
For a while, I'd actually forgot that he was in Goblet of Fire.
Yeah. But, like, for my opinion, I can't see it. Like, I can't picture it. But I'll give him a chance, because everybody deserves chances in, like, this sort of situation. Yeah. But, like, I don't want to judge it too quickly, but, like, I can't
well,
see it.
See, like, for me, I do want to give everybody a chance. Like, when they confirmed, yes, he's going to be Bruce Wayne, he's going to be Batman, it upset me. Especially when I was already depressed the way it was when Ben Affleck said that he wasn't playing Batman anymore. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like, I have to be fair, finding out that he hated Twilight, actually, and he shit-talked it, you know, that added to it. And it's the fact, like, when he did those movies, he was young, you know, he may not have realized what he was doing.
But I feel like those movies, like, kind of...
But you know what, he also
him up in
saw...
Spotlight too, though.
He I saw like- everything... You and I would see. Someone comes up to you and say, okay, I want to offer you a multi-million dollar contract to be in 4 or 5 or 6 of our movies. Guess what you're going to say? Sign me up.
But that also
guess what
made
you're thinking? Money.
But that also made him, like, more known, too. Because, like, at first I didn't realize that he was in the Goblet of Fire, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Twilight really made him, like, known to... the world.
And in a way that kind of costs him, because it's like, oh, well, you know, you're the fairy
but
boy.
He's able to, like, play this role now because of the recognition that he got.
And
so...
And it's like...
I can't be mad at it.
Like, the main thing, like, I want to give him a chance because I remember it was August 22nd or 23rd. It was one of those days. 2013... Ben Affleck was announced as Batman. When I think Ben Affleck, I think Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that I hated Ben Affleck.
See, I think Armageddon when I hear Ben Affleck. Because I loved Armageddon. I remember seeing him in that.
Well, it wasn't that I hated Ben Affleck or anything like that. I always didn't mind him. But when I found that out, I'm like, are you kidding me? Ben Affleck of all people? And it was like the next day, I'm like, maybe I could be fair, because, I mean, he's not George Clooney, can't be that bad. It's like, initially, yeah, I'm like, why Ben Affleck? Why him?
Mm-hmm.
Later on, it's like, all right, I'm starting to see these behind-the-scenes photos, you know, he's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Then when, like, the trailers and clips
were
coming
out. Oh, the
suit
was badass.
Yeah.
The suit was amazing.
When, the trailer and whatnot came out, and I'm seeing him in action, I'm like, this looks really good that he's doing. And when I went to go see Batman vs. Superman, in my mind, I'm like, I'm sure he's going to do great, but how is he going to pass Christian Bale for me? By the end of that movie, when I walked out of that theater, I'm like, Ben Affleck is Batman. He is Batman.
Granted, I did love Christian Bale as Batman. Granted, I mean, he made the voice that does this.
Yeah.
But
I will never forget a scene Adam West starred in The Big Bang Theory, where they're saying, but he's the one who invented the voice of, I'm Batman. And Adam West just turns around and goes, please, I didn't have to tell people I was Batman. I just walked in a room and they already knew who I was.
But, like, that's the main thing. Like, that's a good reason as to why it's, like, when Jared Leto was cast as Joker, it's like, all right, you know, yeah. Give him a shot.
Yeah.
When they showed those photos with the tattoos and whatnot, that pissed me off. But at the same time, it's like, I'm still going to give him a chance, though. Yeah. He truly let me down, obviously.
Well, he let everybody down. He let America down. Jared Leto, if you're listening to this, you should be ashamed of yourself.
To Jared Leto's parents, we're sorry. But,
wow.
I will be editing that out eventually.
Oh, no, we're not sorry about what we're saying. We're sorry you had him. But anyway, did I say something? Anyway, but it's like, no matter how bad you think it's going to be, give the person a chance.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It's like, all right, yes, it's Twilight guy, maybe, fairy boy.
Yeah, maybe it'll turn out way better than we thought it would have.
Like perfect example, Ben Affleck.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know until you see it. So.
Like, the initial announcement, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
At the end of his first role as Batman, this guy's Batman. Yeah. He is Batman.
Yeah.
So, am I saying Robert Pattinson is going to be the best Batman? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Can he be great? Sure.
I hope.
Maybe he could.
Maybe in his own way, yeah, you know.
I really hope, because I remember the very last episode of Gotham, when they finally got up close to that suit.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what did you do to the suit?
It wasn't that bad.
I did not like the suit.
Were there bat nipples?
No, thank God. But I just didn't like the suit. It reminded me more of a kick-ass ripoff. Almost, in my opinion. That's just me, though.
I mean, I got teary-eyed in excitement.
Oh, I got excited that, okay, this kicks off Batman. Here we go. But, yeah, I mean, I did like Gotham. I thought it was good.
That, honestly, may be my all-time favorite show, because I think that's the only show that every season got better than the last.
Yes, yes, I will agree.
Like, some shows will be like, this season was better, okay, well, this season was better. No, Gotham, great.
Yeah, it was consistent.
More great,
it was consistent.
More awesome.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, though, guys, DC, Marvel, who cares? We're all enjoying it. I want to thank each and every person that's listening to this. This has been Lizard Man's Movie Buffing. Lizard Man signing off on this one. Thank you, guys. Hope you listen into more episodes. Possibly our next episode will be James Bond movies. So please keep a lookout for episode 2.
Shaken,
thanks, guys.
Not stirred.
Shaken, not stirred. Thank you, and have a great day.